Hey, it's Dino on the phone with Mikey from Islander. How you doing, bud?
Doing all right, man. I'm getting over a little bit of a cold, so if I sound congested, that's what's going on, man. Thanks for having me.
Just blow out those snot rockets, man. It's all cool. Well, hey, hopefully you'll be feeling better by the time you guys get here in March. March 26th, you guys are going to be playing our KFMA Day 2017 Festival at Keno Stadium. And we're super excited to have you. We just announced you guys on Monday. And when was the last time you guys were actually in Arizona?
Oh, man, we were we had just finished up a tour end of last year, which is funny to say last year.
Right.
Now, but yeah, that's where we're at.
Remember 2016?
Yeah, all the way back then, where everybody died and stuff.
Yeah.
Terrible. Anyways, we finished up a tour in Arizona, actually. That was the last day. We were with The Word Alive and Volumes, and we played in Mesa, and that was awesome. We love coming to Arizona.
All right. Well, we're going to just take you a little bit south when you get here in March. We're a little closer to the border, but your last name's Carbajal, so you've got, you know, some Mexican blood in you, I'm sure, somewhere.
Yeah, man. I'm Dominican, so...
Oh, Dominican. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of Latin blood going, so...
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let you slide. I'm sure you can still roll your R's.
Oh, absolutely. I'll do my best.
Well, cool. Well, you guys are on tour with the latest album, Power Under Control, and that came out at the end of the summer, and you kind of have a reconfigured band from what you originally started with. You're basically the only original member from the first album, right?
Yeah. It's kind of the way I always tell you, I'm kind of, you know, the heart of Islander or whatever, if you want to say that. It's kind of been me for a long time now, and those other guys that are with me now, they're, you know, obviously a part of it, but it was always kind of my baby, my brainchild, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got Aaron, he was playing in Avenged Sevenfold on drums, and JR was guitar teching for Korn, and Zeke was playing in a punk band called Forever at Last, and now it's Islander.
I noticed that you guys have kind of had the nod from the old school guys, like the guys in POD, the guys in Korn. They love what you guys are doing and what you're putting out there.
Yeah, it's really awesome. We've gotten a lot of love from like a lot of those 90s bands, and there's something nostalgic about our music, they say. Like a lot of people hear it, but I mean, for me, I'm not, you know, setting out to be like a 90s band. It's 2017, and we're here to do something fresh and original and our own thing. But, you know, I was influenced by some of those bands growing up, so it's going to come out.
Right. It's part of your DNA.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I grew up listening to Bad Brains and Deftones and all that kind of stuff, so it's going to come out.
Well, you were just saying Bad Brains, HR from Bad Brains played on one of the tracks on the album, Think It Over, right?
Yeah, correct. He also did a song with us on our old EP called Lucky Rabbit. So we have so much respect for HR and the Bad Brains, dude. Like, that's definitely, we want to introduce more kids to what they have done for the industry. So
fantastic. Well, your song Bad Guy was one of our favorite new song ever of this week, a couple months back. And of course it made it into regular rotation, doing very well here at the station. And you guys have another song coming out here, another video, Better Day. Is that right?
Correct. I appreciate that, by the way, about Bad Guy. We just shot a video for Better Day, and we really can't wait for it to come out. We feel kind of like, you know, it being a new year. People have hopes and dreams and stuff like that, and Better Day is about that. It's about a new day, and that's what I think that everybody's kind of really looking forward to, a better day, and kind of the anthem of our generation, so to speak.
Nothing political at all there. Just read what you want in there.
Oh, yeah. No. But honestly, I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm not thinking about the politics of it. I'm just thinking about I want people to feel joy when they wake up and take their head off their pillow. And if they don't have a pillow, I hope they find one and that kind of thing. I'm not thinking about politics, man.
Right.
Politics, schmolitics.
Right. Now, it's all, I guess it's all state of mind is what you're saying. Wherever your head's at, the better day is up to you.
Yeah, totally. It has nothing to do with anything political. I think, if anything, punk rock's always kind of said, you know what, politics has it wrong.
Right.
And, so I think that's what we're doing, man. So
what's on the agenda here for Islander? Obviously, you're coming to Tucson March 26th at Keno Stadium for KFMA Day, but you guys are obviously on tour throughout the whole year?
Yeah, definitely. We're heading out with I Prevail and Wage War for this first part of the year in February and March. Then we'll be at KFMA Day. Cannot wait. We're really big fans of Blink, and it's going to be fun. We love getting in front of our fans in Arizona, too. And we always tell them, you guys bring the heat, literally, and
it should be getting, possible. It should be getting warm just about that time, so there should be definitely shirts off, both male and female, when you get here.
Oh.
Well, hey, man, best of luck to you. Safe travels when you're on tour here before you get to Tucson. We can't wait to see you here on March 26th. The tickets will be going on sale very, very soon. This is Mikey from Islander. Thanks so much, sir.
Dude, thank you guys, man. We love you guys.